We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Asking a woman's father for his permission or blessing to propose is certainly tradition. Mm-hmm. But is it an outdated tradition? It's Team PXY on 98PXY. It's Corey James and Breeze. And this all stems from yesterday's TPXY True Confessions. We spoke to a guy who actually asked for the blessing from his girlfriend's dad.
He sure did.
And the response he got was not what he expected. It was not yet. And then gave a list of things for him to accomplish before
goals,
he would give,
if you will,
would give his blessing. Hashtag goals for him, which, goals. Again, this is very out there and kind of why it caught everyone's attention. And we got into a lot of discussion yesterday on what this guy should do. Again, not trying to open that can of worms again.
No.
More so wanted to focus on some of the specific reaction that people had.
We got a lot of texts.
When it came to, the idea itself of asking for permission or asking, you know, for their blessing to do this.
A lot of people rang in saying this was outdated, this was tired, people don't need to do this anymore, which kind of
raises the question. It's 2019, we're our own women, we don't,
right,
yeah.
Right, which kind of raises the question, is this really outdated, or were those people just, well, that was their personal opinion?
It honestly blindsided me, because I always thought this was kind of just what everyone did.
Protocol.
But my eyes were certainly open to that. Some people have that opinion on the text line, and look, if that's your opinion, as always, you're entitled to your opinion.
Of course.
But we more so like to figure out kind of where everyone's heads are at. So I thought this would be a good idea to bring back up on the show this morning, because
To get to the bottom of it.
I think it's important.
Yeah.
But I'm a family guy. I'm very big on family.
Absolutely.
And I think it's more, ultimately, the word that comes to mind is respect. And it's not just respect for the dad. I mean, it's respect for the family.
Right.
I mean, I asked my fiance's dad and stepdad and mom. So it wasn't just, you know, it's not even just a man thing. It's a family respect thing, in my opinion.
And the example of your fiance, she has a very big, close family.
Totally,
so it's not
yeah.
like you're never going to see these people. You're going to be with
them
a lot.
At least once a week.
A lot.
If not more, totally. So, Breeze, where are you standing on this?
I think it's a nice thing to do. I think it's a nice gesture. I don't think it's necessary, depending on your relationship with that person.
I think it's a factor.
You know what I mean? I think it's great, and I think it shows respect for the daughter that you're going to marry.
Yeah.
Their parents, and everyone else that's involved in the family. I think it's what should be done.
So
I really do.
So for you, if your girlfriend were planning to propose, and I don't know how it works in your culture. Who proposes exactly?
See, I don't know, because I have this idea in my head that I'm going to be proposed to, but
yeah.
I don't know if my girlfriend would go to my dad.
And would you want her to? Would that be something you think is important? Because you're also very family oriented.
I am. I like the idea that I've been seeing a lot on the text line of, like you did, Corey, taking the mom and the dad.
Sure.
Well, maybe if my girlfriend took both my parents out to dinner, that would be great. I would actually really love that. Does she need to pull my dad aside separately? I don't think so. Not for me, at least.
Okay.
Not for me.
But still, ultimately, when it comes down to it, it's still the same reasoning of it's respect.
Mm-hmm.
It's respect for your parents versus just your dad. But a bunch of people want to jump in on this, so let's get to it. 222-9800. Alicia from Rochester, what do you think about getting a father's blessing before proposing?
Before my husband and I got engaged, we were together for 4 years, and it was already kind of thought that we would end up getting married.
Right.
So my husband, he didn't ask just my father for his blessing. He asked both my mother and my father and showed them the ring.
Mm-hmm.
Because he wanted to get their approval or just out of respect?
No, just to kind of get them in on, like, the secret and, like, the surprise.
Gotcha, okay.
Right.
And he knew that, like, me and my father are very close. I'm a complete daddy's girl. So he knew that it was something that was kind of important to me.
Mm-hmm.
And now looking back, we have a daughter. And he is wrapped around her little finger. So now he even sees it more as, like, it's not permission. It's just, you know, that's his baby girl.
Sure.
So he sees it as, like, you know, I'm giving my daughter to you in a sense.
Right.
You know, like, I've been protecting her, but now it's your job in a sense to protect her. And yeah. it's just more of like a respect thing and just a, you know.
I agree with you.
You just kind of want to make sure that the family's okay with it.
I agree with you. So there's a text right now on the text line saying asking for permission means she's a belonging, but asking for a blessing is a sign of respect.
Okay, so
I think it's the way you frame it.
It's the difference between blessing and permission.
Okay.
Is what people hung up on.
Exactly.
Which it seems like semantics to me, but okay. I mean, whatever you want to think, that's fine.
Yeah, I mean,
but I think it's changed over the years.
Yeah, and my dad knows I'm pretty stubborn anyway, so if he would have said no, I probably would have fought him on it anyway.
Right, sure.
But I think that if you're planning on marrying somebody, you already are, like, in with the family in a sense, and you already get along with them, at least I would hope.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't see that there should be an issue.
Yeah.
No, totally.
Yeah.
You've been together for a while.
Yeah, you would hope. You would hope. Again, I don't think any guy that goes to either propose, honestly, or ask for a blessing is expecting to get no for either of those questions,
right.
Which is,
right.
You know, oh, exactly.
Why yesterday's TPXY True Confessions was stuck out to us so much. But all right, hey, thanks for checking in on this. We certainly do appreciate it. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving with your family.
You too, guys. Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Shelly from Canandaigua on the phone with us right now. Do you think that getting the blessing from the daughter's father, do you think it's outdated?
I wouldn't go so far as to say treating her like a possession, but I mean, in this day and age, really? I don't think you need that. I mean, people
but you,
are waiting
but you think about,
later.
Shelly, think about the wedding day, the ceremony. Typically, the bride comes down with her dad,
yeah.
and he literally hands her off to her husband.
Right.
There is a trait. I mean, is that also outdated? Should that also be eliminated?
It's just weird.
That's up to the person.
Right.
Quite frankly.
I'm just saying more from a general where we stand now in 2019.
I don't think that's outdated, but I also don't know, like, anybody I know, and I've been married 27 years, none of them asked permission to marry the bride.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. I mean, look, it's going to depend on who you are, your upbringing, that kind of thing. Maybe it's more traditional. Honestly, kind of your heritage does play a role here. I mean, there's many Italian families where if you don't ask for permission, that's going to be a big problem.
I think it's also a gender thing. So it's not like the girl goes off and asks the guy's parents if she can.
Well,
marry
she's not
him.
Proposing typically.
Yeah.
Yeah, but let's think about how many hoops a girl has to jump through with the guy's mother.
Yeah, I mean there isn't an appeasing of the in-laws. This is very true. I don't know. I just found it interesting how many people were rejecting the idea in general of getting the blessing.
Right.
I don't know. Personally, I think it's a respect thing. It's a respect thing to the father-in-law. The last thing you want to do is start things off with a bad relationship with them as well. You obviously would like to have their blessing. I mean, I know when I got it from both my fiance's biological dad and her stepdad, that meant a lot to me that they, you know, approved of this.
Right.
Right. Well, that's nice, and you know, but I don't see that as a
deal breaker. Like it kind of depends on the person,
right? Like, quite frankly, I think it depends more on the woman that you're going to propose to. Is she the kind of person who's going to be like, "Oh my God, I'm so impressed, and I'm crying because you asked my dad and he said yes,"
right.
or is she the kind of person who is like, "I'm my own person. We're in our relationship. Maybe they're already living together."
Yeah, right. I don't. But here's the thing: I don't think those two are mutually exclusive. I think you can have both.
I also don't think there's a handbook for when it comes to like weddings and marriage. I feel like everyone does it a different way. Some people have different types of weddings: big weddings, small weddings. You know what I mean? There's different
Absolutely.
Parts that go into it that I don't think is always black and white.
Okay. Mm. All right, Shelly. Well, thanks for the time. Have a wonderful rest of your morning.
Thank you. You as well.
All right. Bye. Throw a poll up on our Facebook page if you want to continue this and share your comments. You can vote as well. Right now, though, 81% of the people voting saying it's just about respect. So
mm-hmm.
seems like those that were being very vocal yesterday, well, certainly, again, entitled to your opinion, doesn't seem like it's the majority opinion, at least currently.
Okay. Perfect. So
there is that. The more you know, Brady.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.